We are in Hilchas Pesach and Simen Tov Ayin Hey. We're up to Siv Dalet and we'll be doing Dalet through Vav. Siv Dalet, Ochal Matzah below Kavana. Someone eats matzah without Kavana. Kagon Shansu Nachrim Olistim. Someone forced him. A non-Jew forced him to eat it. Bandits forced him to eat it. Lechol Yotzi Yedecha Vassal. He is Yotze. Kevin Shu Yodea Shalai Lo Pesach Shu Chai Bachilis Matzah. Since he knows that it is Pesach and he's Chai Bachilis Matzah. Avlim Sover Shu Chol. If someone did not know it was Pesach altogether, Oshenzo Matzo, he didn't realize this was Matzo, lo Yotze, the halacha is he is not Yotze. Now, the halacha is like this. All you need is an awareness, but a kavana bepoel to eat you don't, even though, according to Rav Poskim, we hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana. However, over here, since we're dealing with achila, with eating, eating shalom b'chavana, you're still mekayim the mitzvah because you're doing the mitzvah with your body. That means achila is better than all other things. Since your mouth is neneh from it. Others say that no, there is no difference whatsoever, and you really have to have kavana in order to be yotze. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Pri Chodesh paskins that way. And therefore, when you eat matzah, you have to have kavana for sure. Now, since he's aware of it, he's aware that it's Pesach, he's Yotza, that's only if he didn't have kavana mefureshes not to be Yotza. But if someone has kavana that he doesn't want to be Yotza, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you are not Yotza at all. And he does in the Sharetzim bring that there are those that disagree. Now, when somebody is not aware that it's Pesach or that he's eating matzah, he's not Yotza according to anybody. This is true even if the person wasn't forced to eat it. Say, for example, someone is just out of it. He doesn't realize that it's Pesach. And out of his own free will, I'm not talking about someone who's unwell. I'm talking about someone who just doesn't realize what the date is, and he didn't realize it was Lel HaSeder, and he's eating matzah, thinking it's Chol HaMoed, or thinking that it's Chol. The halacha is that he's not Yotze. Sifhei Ochol Kazayas Matzah Hu Nichba Beishtuso. Someone ate a Kazayas Matzah when he was mentally ill. In other words, he was a Shota. Avachakach Nisrape, and then later that evening, he had a refuah. So the halacha is chayiv lechol achas shenisrapi. He must eat again. Lefisha sheosa achil oisa b'shashay apotter mikol ha-mitzvahs. At the time he wasn't well, he was potter from all the mitzvahs. He was considered a shota and not a person, and therefore he was not mekayim the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if somebody was an osik b'mitzvah at the time? And he was really potter from achilas matzah, but he ate matzah anyway. So the halacha is that he wasn't supposed to do it. He was potter, but he was yotze, and he does not have to eat over again. But he says he should not really be making a bracha if he wasn't chayiv in it. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, goes into the inyan of whether or not we say mitzvah tzrichas kavana on moror. We spoke about mitzvah tzrichas kavana from matzah. And we mentioned that many poskim hold that the halacha is in kol ha-Torah kula mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and just matzah was an exception, and some hold even matzah is not an exception. More, as it is the rabbanon, many poskim want a taina that mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. But the Bir Halacha sends you back towards the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. He paskin there that mitzvah tzrichas kavana even on a mitzvah de rabbanon. Therefore, when one eats Mara too, he has to be aware of the fact that he's being Makai in the mitzvah of Mara.